lacked the strength to support his long, heavy bones. At times it was a struggle for him just to walk. He used a cane, a tall stick, taller than you, with a silver handle carved into the shape of a wolf's head, which was the family crest. "Yes, Bubba," said Abraham between spoonfuls. This was his lot in life, and it taught him humility, which is a rare thing indeed for a nobleman to possess. He had so much compassion for the poor, for the hard-working, for the sick. He was especially dear to the children of the village, and his great deep pockets, the size of turnip sacks, bulged with trinkets and sweets. He had not much of a childhood himself, matching his father's height at the age of 8 and surpassing him by a head at age 9. His frailty and his great size were a secret source of shame to his father. But Master Sardieu truly was a gentle giant and much beloved by his people. It was said of him that Master Sardieu looked down on everyone, yet looked down on no one. She nodded at him, reminding him to take another spoonful. He chewed a boiled red beet, known as a baby heart because of its color, its shape, its capillary-like strings. "Yes, Bubba." He was also a lover of nature and had no interest in the brutality of the hunt. But, as a nobleman and a man of rank, at the age of 15 his father and his uncles prevailed upon him to accompany them on a 6-week expedition to Romania. "To here, Bubba," said Abraham. "The giant, he came here?" "To the north country, Kadishel, the dark forests. The Sardieu men, they did not come to hunt wild pig or bear or elk. They came to hunt wolf, the family symbol, the arms of the house of Sardieu. They were hunting a hunting animal. Sardieu family lore said that eating wolf meat gave Sardieu men courage and strength, and the young master's father believed that this might cure his son's weak muscles. Yes, Bubba? Their trek was long and arduous, as well as violently opposed by the weather, and Yusef struggled mightily. He had never before traveled anywhere outside his family's village, and the looks he received from strangers along the journey shamed him. When they arrived in the dark forest, the woodlands felt alive around him. Packs of animals roamed the woods at night, almost like refugees displaced from their shelters, their dens, nests, and lairs. So many animals that the hunters were unable to sleep at night in their camp. Some wanted to leave, but the elder Sardieu's obsession came before all else. They could hear the wolves crying in the night, and he wanted one badly for his son, his only son, whose gigantism was a pox upon the Sardieu line. He wanted to cleanse the house of Sardieu of this curse, to marry off his son, and produce many healthy heirs. And so it was that his father, off tracking a wolf, was the first to become separated from the others, just before nightfall on the second evening. The rest waited for him all night, and spread out to search for him after sunrise. And so it was that one of Yusef's cousins failed to return that evening, and so on. You see?
Yes, Bubba?
Until the only one left was Yusef, the boy giant. That next day he set out, and in an area previously searched, discovered the body of his father, and of all his cousins and uncles, laid out at the entrance to an underground cave. Their skulls had been crushed with great force, but their bodies remained uneaten, killed by a beast of tremendous strength, yet not out of hunger or fear. For what reason, he could not guess, though he did feel himself being watched, perhaps even studied, by some being lurking within that dark cave. Master Sardieu carried each body away from the cave and buried them deep. Of course, this exertion severely weakened him, taking most of his strength. He was spent, he was famished, and yet, alone and scared and exhausted, he returned to the cave that night to face what evil revealed itself after dark, to avenge his forebears or die trying. This is known from a diary he kept, discovered in the woods many years later. This was his last entry. Abraham's mouth hung empty and open. But,